British Sky Broadcasting presents a Regent Entertainment production and a John Shepherd film, I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus, starring Connie Selecka, Corbin Burnson and Cole and Dylan Sprouse, music by David Reynolds and voiced by Zoe Ann Phillips on behalf of MCS Agency.
Santa Claus is on his way in a sleigh. Hip, hip, hooray! I can't wait for Christmas Day. Waiting up for Santa. I can't seem to fall asleep. It happens to me every Christmas Eve. The clock won't tick fast enough. Santa, around, around the world, bringing lots of toys, around, around the world, to every girl and boy, around, around the world, spreading Christmas joy. Then up he goes, saying, ho, ho, ho. Santa Claus is on his way, in a sleigh.
A Jeep pulls into the snow-covered drive of a big house, and an older, balding man steps out holding a bottle of wine. Inside, two boys are playing, surrounded by a mountain of toys. The boys shoot and hurl toys everywhere, while downstairs a football game is underway on TV.
Thank you. Nothing really, just an unassuming Chardonnay.
Hey, Irwin, we just scored, finally. Oh,
thank what God. How are you, David?
Good. How was the traffic?
What? You're pulling us away from a party? What is
it? I'm going to put this on ice.
I guess. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, where's my little buddy?
Oh, he and Bobby are upstairs saving the galaxy.
Bobby and the whole train wreck family, I see.
They're going through a rough time right now, and they need us to be there for them. As a matter of fact, why don't you go in there and share some of that, shall we call it, wisdom with them?
No, please.
Come on. I'm watching the game. This is Thanksgiving. Could you just give us a break?
Oh, David, would you go upstairs and tell the commandos to keep the peace, please?
What's the game? Steph, the game is...
Guys, hey, keep it down! Bring it down!
I could have done that, David.
David dithers, but finally decides to get back to the ball game.
Calling Major Titanium, fire the neutron beam!
Oh, Justin, calm down up there!
Would you like to adopt an 8-year-old tornado?
Oh, I'd love to, but you would never give him up.
Make me an offer today.
Oh, come on! Do you believe that?
You know, I just don't get football.
That girlfriend is why you are still single.
What do you think of Sal?
She watches him munch pretzels on the sofa.
He's kind of cute in a rough and tumble kind of way. I don't think he's my type, though.
No. Them and the Hawks don't have to waste the timeout. Zimmerman's an All-American. He's got 3 sacks.
So much.
Don't bring my parents into this.
So, Sal, how's business?
Yeah, it's busy. You know, it's nothing I can't handle.
Can you just give me one break? Just one break.
Right, let's go. When are
we gonna? It's the evil suck brain. Run, Lieutenant. Oh, blast him!
Attention, Silurian Space Commando. Now from the forces of Valerius comes the armor of heroes.
Whoa! No way!
And with these weapons of galactic peace, you too can defend the homeworld against the evil alliance. Join Major Titanium and the forces of bronze, silver, or gold battalions to keep our galaxy mutant-free. Get this Valerian Space Commando armor and galactic weaponry today at better toy and department stores near you. Only limited supplies available through Christmas, so
act now. Space Commando armor is not designed for protection. It should not be used as safety equipment or for contact sports, inline skating, bicycle riding, or defending the galaxy. Armor and weaponry sold separately. Batteries not included.
And remember, Commandos, finish the job.
The boys are open-mouthed in front of the screen. They exchange a glance.
They got slurry and battle stuff and plasma guns.
What, honey?
You listen to him.
Excuse me, our son is trying to tell us something. Do you mind?
Dad, it's the coolest thing. They got bronze, silver, and gold.
Bobby, your mommy and I are in the middle of a discussion. Why don't you tell us about it later? Okay?
Go. The plasma gun is the only defense against the evil space mutants.
Well, maybe if you're a good boy, I'll put in a good word to Santa.
Really? Oh, I forgot to write to him.
We'll see.
Okay, everybody, the turkey is ready. Come on. Watch out.
When Grandpa mentioned Santa, David tried to signal for him to keep quiet, and now everyone is filing through to the dining room. Sal reluctantly switches the TV off with the remote.
Careful.
Think things are going to get ugly?
Think positive.
If they start fighting, I'll pull the choking axe. They might give me the Heimlich.
Don't you dare. Okay. Justin, do you want to say grace?
Oh, Ma. I'll say it. Grace, let's eat.
Why don't we go around the table and everybody says something that they're grateful for?
Okay, but first I think Justin does want to start off with Grace, don't you, buddy?
Okay. Rub-a-dub-dub, thanks for the grub. Yay, God!
I'm in! Justin!
Okay. Dear Lord, thank you for these gifts we are about to receive and for all those here to share it with us. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Well, I'm thankful to have a real family Thanksgiving. It's been a long time.
Hear, hear. Yes. To family and friends.
Family and friends.
Felix sullenly lifts his glass.
What about you, Sal? What are you thankful for?
I'm thankful our team covered the spread.
Lovely.
Such holiday spirit.
Hey, I won $50.
David gives an ironic two thumbs up while Felix almost laughs.
Felix, Marie, would you like to add something?
Well, I guess I'm thankful for...
This is not the time.
Felix and I have decided to get a divorce.
In all the awkwardness, Justin looks over to his friend Bobby, who just concentrates on his plate as his dad Felix rubs his back comfortingly.
Turkey?
That evening, Justin's parents find him saying his prayers before bedtime.
Amen.
Justin climbs into bed and David picks up the boy's handwritten list of chores from his bedside table as Mum tucks him in.
All right, let's see. You have picked up your toys, you washed up, you brushed your teeth.
Uh-huh.
Well, finish the job, Commando. Check them off.
Tough day for Thanksgiving, huh?
Do you think Bobby's okay?
Yeah, he's strong. He's gonna be just fine.
He was acting kind of weird.
Oh, he's just hurting, Justin. Sometimes it's easier to hide our feelings when it hurts.
What do you think will happen to his mom and dad?
You know, sometimes, Justin, people, even good people like Bobby's parents, they just can't get along.
You guys get along, right?
Oh, yes, Justin. Your mom and dad get along just fine. You know that. Nothing in this world could break us apart.
That's right, kid. Like it or not, you're stuck with us.
Good.
Okay. Time for you to go to sleep.
Hey, that's right. What about Santa Claus? It's a month till Christmas.
Okay, good night.
Good night.
Okay, good night.
They go, and after one last smile, Mum closes Justin's door. The next day, Christmas preparations are in full swing. Snow covers rooftops and the surrounding mountains. Shop windows have moving displays depicting the Nutcracker story. Trees, wreaths and holly are on sale. One happy customer has a tree over his shoulder while a seller pots another fern. There's a model Santa on a chimney and another driving a train. On his way to school, Justin questions Bobby about his parents.
So, what happened?
I don't know. I went to bed.
They sent you to bed?
No, I went on my own. I was tired. They were arguing.
Do you really think they're going to, you know,
divorce? Yeah, I guess so.
Could they do that?
They're grown-ups. They can do whatever they want.
It's not fair. My mom said you can stay with us a couple of days if you want.
No way! There it is!
Wow!
No way!
Whoa!
Oh, I hope Santa brings it. I know I'll get mine.
How do you know?
Grown-ups always give kids presents when they get a divorce. Larry got a new bike when his parents broke up, and it wasn't even Christmas.
Hmm, that makes sense.
Good morning, Mr. Thompson.
As they leave the toy shop window, a red people carrier pulls up full of Santas.
Come on.
Good luck, Floyd. Stay warm.
Bah humbug. It's freezing out here.
He staggers to the curbside carrying his own chimney. A sign on it reads, "Please give." He unceremoniously puts his red cap and white wig on his head and pulls his beard over his mouth.
Ho, ho, ho. Yeah. Ho, ho, ho.
At school, Bobby shoots a girl with his pea shooter.
Stop it, Bobby!
Robert, don't make me send you to Mr. Hoke's office again.
Dude, what are you doing?
Watch this.
Stop it, Bobby! How do you expect Santa to bring you anything if you keep getting sent to the principal's office?
I don't have to worry about Santa this year. I got parental guilt on my side.
Quiet back there.
No, don't you get it? Maybe if you ask Santa to get your mom and dad to stop fighting, you can even keep them together.
Hey, I never thought of that.
Okay, Robert. I warned you. Let's go.
But...
No buts. To the office, young man.
Justin watches his friend go. That evening, Justin's parents struggle with a pile of bills.
No, I'm not saying we don't pay the mortgage. I'm just saying let's call up the bank and see if we can make some smaller payments for the next couple of months.
Then what?
Then, I don't know. If they buy that, we'll call them back and say, hey, start sending us money.
Not funny. I mean, we cannot borrow against the house again. You have a truck payment due. The credit cards are maxed out. Really, what are we going to do?
I don't know. Is there any word on your promotion? Or?
No. Hoping to find out at this meeting tomorrow. What about that remodeling job?
Nothing. I haven't heard anything.
David, maybe you should... talk to Sal about getting your old job back and ask him...
Please, Stephanie, don't start that. Don't start that. Look, we've been through this 1,000 times. No.
I'm just saying, until things pick up...
Look, I didn't break my back at this point in my life to get my contractor's license, to start a new company, just to go crawling back to Sal to get my old job back. No!
Okay, well, maybe that was a mistake.
A mistake? It's something that we both agreed that would be best for us.
Well, maybe we were wrong.
Is that what you think?
I'm just saying...
I know what you're saying. I know... Look, Stephanie, I know what you're saying. I just wish that you would have a little bit of faith in me.
Oh, honey, I have faith in you. I'm just trying to be realistic. You're the one who wanted this big house. We have overextended ourselves.
What do you mean that I wanted this house? First of all, I did not want... I wanted the house, but you wanted it too. We both walked in here and said, this would be great. This is a beautiful house, yes? Second of all, what is it that you really expect me to do, huh? You want me to have my own business for 2-3 months, 4 months out of the year, and the rest of the time I'm this worker bee working for Sal?
Oh, excuse me. I could be a worker bee all year. Oh, I know it's not as glamorous as starting your own business, but hey, at least I'd put food on the table.
What? Oh, thank you. That's perfect. Thank you very much. I really needed that.
Oh, David, don't be so...
Don't be so what? What? Finish a sentence!
Where are you going? David! David!
Justin has overheard all this and now leans dejectedly against the upstairs banister. When he hears his mum coming, he runs back to bed where she comes to tuck him in.
He went out to the store to get some milk.
When's he coming back?
Soon. He'll be back soon.
He's outside in the front yard.
Okay. Brush teeth. Check. Say prayers.
Did it all.
Okay. Night, Justin.
Night.
I love you tons.
Stephanie is anxious as she leaves her son's room, while outside David overhears Felix and Marie arguing in their neighboring house.
What difference does it make? You've already decided to leave it, and all of a sudden you want to keep
you
it a secret.
You have to write it out for the book.
You weren't so worried about what people thought and cared about your family for a change.
That's not the point! Oh, come
then
on.
What is the point?
What are you talking about?
When are you going to give me a break? You decided to walk out the door and expect
oh, no,
me
I don't
to
care
pretend
about
everything's
my
okay?
David goes into his workshop. He's at a total loss as what to do. He picks up a piece of sandpaper, but agitatedly throws it away again. Stephanie has sat back down with the bills, and Justin lies awake in bed, worrying. Back in his workshop, David spots a box marked Xmas and takes it off the shelf. As he opens it, he seems to get an idea. Quickly, he takes off his shirt. Inside the house...
Ho, 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 I know I'm a little early, but is anybody...
Justin leaps out of bed to investigate.
Santa.
What do you want for Christmas, little girl?
Santa, I have been a naughty little girl.
Not as naughty as you're going to be, I hope.
Oh, Santa.
Santa! Where's my little elf? Oh, there you are. Come here, come here.
Bobby, come in.
Go for Bobby.
Dude, you won't believe it. Santa Claus is in my house.
No way. It's not even December.
I'm not kidding. He's downstairs.
Yeah, right. And Major Titanium is in my bathroom.
I'm serious.
Then prove it.
I will. Signing off.
Justin dashes off with his Polaroid camera.
I'm sorry about before. I think you can forgive me.
I already have. Will you forgive me?
You're already back on Santa's nice list.
They kiss.
Santa, I think I'm seeing fireworks.
And it's not even Christmas.
I can't wait for Christmas Eve.
Justin runs back to his room and hides under the duvet, using torchlight to develop the photo. The next morning, Justin helps himself to breakfast.
Ho, ho, ho!
Yeah.
Are Santa and Mrs. Claus still married?
Yeah. Yeah, as far as I know.
No, I mean, are they breaking up?
I don't think so. Hey, honey. Hey, look, I'm gonna make some eggs.
Oh, no time. Gotta run. Big meeting.
Oh, okay.
Bye, Justin.
Good luck.
Thanks.
Justin watches his mum leave and considers what he should do. On the way to school, he shows Bobby the photograph.
Dude, this is awesome!
What are you talking about? I don't want my mom and dad getting a divorce.
Yeah, but if your new dad's Santa Claus, think of the toys. This could be way cool.
No way, it's wrong. I have to ask them about it.
That won't work. My folks didn't tell me anything. They keep that stuff all secret and stuff.
Yeah, but what about Mrs. Claus?
Hey, your mom's probably a lot hotter than Mrs. Claus.
What do you suppose my mom sees in Santa? My dad's in a lot better shape.
Hey, moms like presents too. Besides, Santa's got like magical powers and stuff.
Hey, maybe Santa's using his magical powers on my mom to steal her away from my dad.
I don't know. Santa don't steal. He doesn't have to.
Later in school.
Dude, I think I figured it out.
What?
Your mom and Santa. How to keep him away.
How?
You gotta be bad.
What do you mean, bad?
You know, like the song says. He's making a list, he checks it twice, he's gonna find out who's naughty or nice. Santa never comes when a kid's been bad. You've gotta be so bad that Santa won't ever come to your house.
That's pretty bad.
That's how bad you gotta be.
I don't know if I could. Wait, you're the one who's always getting in trouble. You could show me how.
I'm your man.
Okay, what can I do that's really, really bad?
That's easy. Fire alarm.
Hold a fire alarm? I don't know.
No, what's the matter? Can't handle it?
I can. Just watch me.
Look out!
Cut it out! You gonna do it or not?
Dude, you're so bad!
You put the fire alarm!
Yeah, so?
You put the fire alarm! I'm telling.
What happens?
Try it again.
It's not working.
Let me try.
See there?
Oh, Bobby Becker?
I didn't do it!
The school janitor leaves the principal's office and passes the boys waiting on a bench outside.
Hey, are these your initials carved here?
Yeah. Frequent flyer.
Let's go, boys.
I didn't do it, really.
Why do I have a hard time believing that?
I did it all by myself. Bobby had nothing to do with it.
You don't need to cover for him, Justin. We know Bobby all too well.
Really, I did it. It was all my fault.
Okay, Justin. I admire you for taking the blame. But you two did a very bad thing. As you know, the alarm didn't go off today. We obviously have a problem in the system. Had this been a real fire, this could have been a disaster.
You mean I'm not in trouble?
Let's just say under the circumstances, I'm letting you two off the hook for now. But only if it never happens again. Understand?
Can do, Mr. Hulk.
All right. You can go now.
You were lucky this time, Robert, and you're lucky to have such a friend as Justin.
But I
no, didn't! No, don't interrupt me. And Justin, I don't know why you would take the blame. You're too good a friend to Bobby here. He doesn't deserve it.
But...
Enough. I don't want to hear any more about it.
Stephanie's at work in our office in a large tower block.
So how'd the meeting go?
Not good.
You didn't get the promotion?
Nope.
They gave it to Stan in accounting.
No.
You're much more qualified than Stan, and you've been here longer.
Yeah. Well, I guess it just wasn't meant to be.
Oh, it's not fair, Stephanie. What are you gonna do?
I don't know. We were counting on that raise. Things are getting so tight.
You know, I have a friend who says they're looking for someone over at Joico.
Really? You think you can give me a meeting?
I'll make the call.
expert. Give me a little more tips. How do you get in so much trouble?
I don't know. Must be something I was born with. You know, most of the time I'm not even trying.
Fire alarm didn't work. There's gotta be something rotten I can do.
Wait, you're the good one, right? All you do is the opposite of what you normally do.
The opposite?
Like if your mom tells you to go take a bath, you just go roll around in the mud instead.
Like if your mom says to clean up your toys, you just leave them all over the place.
No, you gotta do way worse stuff than that.
Man,
what?
345 days of making my bed for nothing.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
Merry
Enjoy
Christmas,
yourself
Santa.
Well! Whatever. Ho!
Hey, look. Ho, ho, ho. Watch this. No way.
Justin picks up a snowball.
Hey!
You stay away from my mom!
Listen, kid. You got me mistaken for somebody else.
Don't lie. I saw you with her. You leave her alone.
Wait a minute, kid. I don't even know your mother.
Stay away, fatso!
Justin kicks him in the shin.
Run, mommy, run!
Cute kid. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Hey, wait a minute. There's a surefire way to get yourself in trouble at the dinner table.
What's this?
A fart machine. You wind it up and sit on it, and then right at the right moment, you lean over and let it rip.
Whoa.
Good luck. Think bad.
No problem at all. Look, I look over the plants tonight. I fax you a bit first thing in the morning. Hey, buddy. Hey, shoes off. Snow. Well, with all due respect, I really hate to guesstimate. Look. I'm very detailed, I'm very fast. I'll look them over tonight, and you're gonna have the bid before you get there in the morning. Okay, bye. Hey, Jus!
David goes to pick up Justin's discarded jacket and slips on the snow-covered hall floor.
Justin! Come! Hey, buddy, what's going on?
When he reaches Justin's room, he finds him surrounded by scattered toys.
Justin, what's going on here? Don't move. Don't move. I'm gonna be right back. Don't you move.
In the night air, children skate on a large ice rink surrounded by Christmas lights as the snow continues to fall. Meanwhile, David and Stephanie prepare dinner.
I can't believe it. Isn't Stan the guy who was hitting on the CEO's daughter at the company picnic?
Yep. They just got engaged.
Oh. Well, that explains it then.
Mm-hmm. I set up an interview at Joico. They're looking for a regional rep.
Oh, that sounds good. Pay raise?
Mm-hmm. But even if I get the job, I'm still not going to get a check before Christmas.
Well, I've got some good news. I'm going to bid on a job up in Ridgecrest.
Ridgecrest?
Yeah, go figure. And there's a bonus if I can get it done before Christmas.
Bonnie, that's great. You keep those wolves at bay.
Yeah, well, don't start congratulating me yet. I got to get the job.
Oh, you'll get it.
Meatloaf's done. Why don't you call your son?
Whoa. My son? What did he do?
Justin is sat up to the dinner table, preparing the fart machine.
Here we go.
Justin, have you been feeling okay?
Yeah.
Your dad tells me you've been acting up.
You got something on your mind, buddy?
No.
It sure is a funny way to act with Christmas just around the corner, huh?
I don't care about Christmas.
What? Come here, let me feel you. You must be sick. Justin Carver.
What do you say?
Tasty.
What has gotten into you?
He shrugs and sticks his fork into a bread roll.
No. You eat your vegetables.
No.
No? Well, it's a good thing you don't care about Christmas, because at this rate, you're not going to have one.
Justin. Did you wash your hands before dinner?
No.
Why not?
I didn't feel like it.
What do you mean you didn't feel like it? That's it. Go to your room. Go to your room and don't come out until I tell you. Go on. Go on.
David inspects the fart machine and Stephanie glares in disbelief.
Where did that come from?
Don't look at me, huh?
Bobby, it worked. I got sent to my room without dinner.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
What's the matter?
My dad. He left.
What happened?
I don't know. They told me he had to go away on business.
I'm sorry.
Hey, Justin.
Yeah?
You really think that Santa can get my parents back together?
Yeah, you just need to be extra good, like I have to be extra bad.
In class, Justin shoots the girl in front with the pea shooter.
Help!
Bobby and Justin laugh, but the teacher's not impressed.
Justin?
He awaits punishment on the bench. Later, he draws a skull and crossbones with a message reading, "Santa, stay away or else." He seals it in an envelope and posts it in a mailbox. The other children hang signs wishing everyone a Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah, but Justin's reads, "Santa stinks." His teacher shakes her head in disgust. Justin seals another envelope, this time posting the photo evidence to Mrs. Claus. A tormented classmate pulls a rubber snake from her backpack while Justin giggles behind her, wringing his hands with glee, before finding himself on the bench again, this time carving his initials next to Bobby's with a compass. A little girl stands traumatized below an inflatable Santa that has been strung up by the neck and deflated. She is comforted and taken away by her mother. Spikes have been added to the teacher's blackboard cleaner, which scrape across the board. Justin points and giggles before finding himself on the bench once again. The street Santa once again becomes the target of snowballs, as do cardboard cutouts and decorations. Meanwhile, Bobby runs ahead of a fellow pupil to open the door for her, which makes her smile. The street Santa's chimney has a note attached. Santa is a fat rat, and Justin continues to pound effigies with snow missiles. Banging pegs into the snow, he sets a tripwire across the pavement with another wire attached to a snow-laden branch, and he pours water onto the pavement below. He throws one last snowball to antagonize Street Santa, who heads off after Justin down the road.
Come here!
He trips, losing his wig, but after checking no one has noticed, replaces it and continues his pursuit. When Justin reaches the wire, he nimbly jumps it, but Santa hits the wire and slips on the ice, falling flat on his back, only to be covered with a huge pile of falling snow. Winded and wigless, Santa decides he's had enough and goes back to his chimney, stuffing the white wig and beard inside before marching off. Justin takes the school pet rat and introduces it to the girls' washroom. Justin's leaving the principal's office yet again.
Thank you, Mr. Hulk.
Well, you're welcome, Mrs. Carver. Sorry to bring you in like this. Thanks for coming by.
Oh, well, it's quite all right.
Justin's usually a model student. I don't mean to pry, but is everything all right at home?
Yes, everything's fine. I mean, nothing out of the ordinary.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure this will be the last time he'll cause any problems. Isn't that right, Justin?
We'll see, tough guy.
Mr. Hoke's eyebrows shoot up.
Justin Henry Carver. Thanks again, Mr. Hoke.
Come over here and sit down. What in the world has gotten into you? Justin, your father and I are very concerned about you.
Well, get over it.
All right. What is the matter?
Nothing.
This isn't like you. Is there something bothering you?
He shrugs.
Justin, you know if there's something on your mind, you can talk to me. You know that, don't you?
And nods.
Well, is there something you want to talk about?
No.
You sure? Then I can count on you behaving yourself from now on?
He doesn't seem sure and bites his lip.
Justin?
Okay.
Hello?
Ho, ho, ho!
Oh, hello, Santa.
Justin grimaces.
Hey, how'd it go at school?
Well, I don't think we have to worry about Justin. I think he is going to be a very good boy.
Ah, great. Steph, I got some good news. I got the job. Looks like we're gonna have a Christmas after all.
Oh, honey, that's great, Santa.
I want to stop on the way home. I want to pick up that commando toy for Justin. You know, it can't be that much, can it? What was it called again? Where can I find it?
Hold on 1 minute. Justin, could you please wait for Mommy outside?
I want to talk to Santa.
You will get your chance at the mall, I promise.
No, I want to talk to him now.
Justin, please.
Justin picks up his coat in disgust and storms around the corner.
Okay. It's the Stellarian Space Commando set or suit. I know he wants the suit. The silver suit.
We wish you America. Outside, shoppers continue on their rounds, the streets well lit with glittering decorations.
And a happy new year. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Good tidings to you wherever you are. Good tidings for Christmas and a Happy New Year.
He called her on the cell phone.
No way, that's serious.
I know, what can I do?
What would Major Titanium do?
Finish the job.
There you go.
Gotta go, over and out.
He quickly gets into bed and pulls up the covers.
Okay, my little commando, it is time for lights out.
Where's Dad?
He'll be home soon.
Can I wait up for him?
No, I could be very late.
Well, where is he?
He has a job out of town. It's a long ride home. Now you go to sleep. You will see your daddy in the morning.
Night.
Night.
Stephanie folds clothes and puts them away before switching out the lights and taking one last peek at Justin. Justin is wide awake and thoughtful. Meanwhile, David returns from his shopping trip carrying a bouquet of red roses.
Hello.
Oh, David, thank you.
Read the card.
Here's to the merriest Christmas ever. Love, Santa. Oh, honey, they're beautiful.
Hey, you know, I looked everywhere for Justin's commando toy. I can't find it. They're sold out.
Oh, no, don't worry. I'll look for it. Tell me about the job.
All right, here's the good news. They want the job done by Christmas Eve, so I gotta start tomorrow.
So soon?
I gotta get up at 4 a.m. just to get there in time, but...
Look at this! We can pay the mortgage, insurance, some credit cards.
Maybe even have a real Christmas,
huh? Oh, honey, this is so great.
Now, there is a little bit of bad news.
Do I want to hear this?
No, it's not that bad. It's just because of the deadline. I think it's going to be better if I stay up there.
Oh.
Honey, you don't know how bad the snow was tonight. It took me 3 hours to get back here. It's going to take me all day tomorrow to get up there if the pass is closed. But don't worry. I will be home in time for Christmas, and I'll be a very real Santa.
Oh, I'm just worried about Justin.
Ah, he'll be fine. Is he asleep?
Oh, yeah.
Of course he is. I didn't realize how late it was. I gotta get to bed myself. You know, I was thinking, Justin's getting older, and this could be the last Christmas where he actually believes in Santa Claus. And we got the old suit, so maybe we should really do it up right, you know, do something special for him.
That sounds great. Come on, get you to bed. Your breakfast is ready.
Where's Dad?
Your father had to leave early this morning for work.
What?
Justin, Daddy's gonna be working out of town for a while.
For how long?
Well, he'll be back for Christmas, and then we are going to have a great time. Now, Grandpa will be here when you get back from school, okay?
Okay.
Finish up. I've gotta get going.
Justin notices the flowers and reads the card before slamming it onto the counter.
She told me he'd be working out of town for a little while.
Yeah, that's what they told me, too.
Bobby hands the card back to Justin.
Good morning, Ms. Crumley.
Good morning, Robert. Now, class, I want you all to remember that tomorrow is our last day before winter break and our class holiday party.
Yay!
Calm down, and don't forget to bring a wrapped gift for the grab bag. Now, open your workbooks to page 53. Who wants to start?
Ooh, me! Ooh, me! Please, me! Ooh!
Lots of Santas queue at an employment agency.
Uh-huh. Yeah, sure. Yeah, Highway 89. I got it. Yeah. Okay, who's next?
That's me.
Yeah. Congratulations, Floyd. You hit the big time. The Mountain View Mall.
Indoors? Finally. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Kringle. Yeah, we do bar mitzvahs. Sure.
Floyd, the street Santa from outside the toy shop, sets off enthusiastically. Justin collects snow outside the toy shop and spots a sign in the window. Stellarian Commando toys sold out. Despondently, he drops the snow and drags his backpack along the floor behind him.
Hey, Justin. Cheer up. It's almost Christmas.
Hey.
Well, speak of the devil, here he is now. It's your dad.
Dad, where are you? When are you coming home?
Whoa, slow down a minute, buddy. How are you?
I'm fine, but you gotta come home.
Well, Daddy's working, Justin. Mommy tell you, I'll be home in time for Christmas.
But, Dad!
Look, Just, I'm sorry to get a chance to say goodbye, but I had to leave pretty early.
But, Dad, listen!
Now, I want you to do me a favor. I want you to make me a promise.
What?
I want you to be the man of the house while I'm gone. I want you to take care of your mom.
No, Dad, you gotta come home.
Look, Justin, you gotta promise me. I want you to be good to your mother and no more of this monkey business. All right?
Hey, Dave, we need your signature.
Justin, I want you to promise. Are you there? All right, look,
Dad.
Buddy, I gotta go. I'll talk to you later, and I love you, okay?
Dad!
I gotta go. Bye-bye.
David's hard hat reads, World's Greatest Dad.
You okay, huh? Hey, don't I get a hello, huh? Hey, okay, I know it'll cheer you up. Let's go.
Grandpa is taking Justin to The Village, a large shopping mall set against a backdrop of snowy mountains. Inside, lights and decorations hang all around.
Tis the season to be jolly. Come now, a gay bell. Troll the ancient yuletide carol.
Glamorous girls are getting dressed as Santa's helpers while Floyd gets a pep talk.
Have to keep smiling, okay? All the time. Smiling at all costs. Here's why, because Santa is jolly. Think jolly thoughts. Jolly, 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 okay? Can you do that? Good. But if I catch you drinking or fraternizing with any of the elf hens, you're out of here. Okay, now, some of the children, how should I put this? You're gonna have a little, You're going to have a little patience, okay? Can you do that?
Believe me, sir, I'm going to be the best Santa you ever had. The last thing I want is to be out in the cold again.
Okay, good, fine. Okay, you're on. Okay. Santa. Oh, okay, thank jolly.
Ho, ho, ho!
Floyd puts his beard up and sets off to his place by a huge Christmas tree, surrounded by lights and hanging sculptures, standing under a beautiful glass atrium in the centre of the mall. Grandpa and Justin arrive and spot a sign reading Major Titanium live in person, today only, 4 o'clock.
Whoa, Grandpa, Major Titanium!
I thought you'd like that, but it looks like we're still a little early. In the meantime, what do you say we go see Santa?
Yeah, let's go see Santa.
Ladies and gentlemen, Santa's Village is now open. Santa is in the building. Santa is in the building.
Merry Christmas!
Floyd is in his element, sitting on a red and gold throne with the glamorous helpers alongside. A security guard dressed as an elf is making balloon animals.
How's it looking up at the crow's nest?
All clear.
Copy that. Bring me some more balloons. I'm running low.
Roger, Elf One.
Merry Christmas. Now, what's your name, little girl?
Do you know what you're going to tell Santa?
Yeah, pretty good idea.
Well, look, sport. I have to get your mom a present. I'll be right up there in that store. When you're finished with Santa, I'll meet you on the bridge, okay?
Okay.
Can you keep an eye on the little guy? I'll be right back.
Copy that.
Thanks.
What would you like Santa to bring you for Christmas, little girl? What? You know what you want for Christmas?
The crying girl escapes Santa, who spots Justin in the queue. Justin slips under the rope and crosses to a stand selling cakes, while Floyd watches him suspiciously. Justin sticks his finger in a white fluffy meringue, while Santa tries to put on a brave face.
Merry Christmas! Merry Christmas! Merry Hubbardo! Merry Christmas! Ho, ho, ho!
I made it myself.
Attention shoppers! Attention all shoppers! Santa's a dirty rat! He's cheating on Mrs. Claus!
It's that kid!
Boycott Santa! Don't leave him any milk and cookies! He's a home wrecker!
I'm not really.
Oh, that would be nice. Why don't you take the whole thing?
Can I have that?
Thanks.
Oh, kid, don't come over here now. I don't...
Justin throws the fluffy white meringue into Santa's face and sets off through the mall with Floyd in hot pursuit. The security guards try to keep track of the chase from the balcony above, while Floyd's manager stares in disbelief. Justin dodges through shoppers and around counters before reaching the escalators. Floyd's way on is blocked, so he tries to run up the down escalator as Justin's lead increases. Justin zigzags through pillars, followed by Santa, an elf, and the other security guard. Santa and the others lose the trail. Justin has ducked inside a service corridor and comes face to face with Major Titanium.
Whoa, it's you!
Hey, kid.
At your command, sir.
Merry Christmas, kid. At ease. Look, kid, I gotta go. I'm late. See ya.
Wait, Major, sir. You're a superhero. I need some help. You see, I have this situation at home, and I just don't want to name names because that's tattling. But let's just say, wait, Major, sir. My point is, I'm gonna fix.
Remember the time you were being attacked by the giant mutant death drone?
Well, I need to know how you patched the plasma cannon into the force field and defended the station.
Look, I'm really sorry to disappoint you, kid, but I'm not the real Major Titanium. I'm one of his soldiers, commandos. There's hundreds of us defending malls and toy stores all over the U.S.
Well, if you're not the real Major, then where is he?
Where he belongs, son. Up there. Defending the universe. Hey, you'll be all right, kid. Yeah. Hang in there. Stay tough.
But Major, sir, or whoever you are, what should I do?
Just remember, finish the job.
Justin smiles at his answer and walks with him back out into the mall. Major Titanium holds his right elbow and lifts his right hand in salute. Justin salutes back and then spots Santa and the others.
Gotta go.
There he is. Come on, you got it.
The chase is back on, and Major Titanium is confused as Santa and an elf charge past. They pass a toy shop with yapping dogs, and Floyd spots something to help him, a scooter. Shoppers stare in amazement at Santa careering through the mall on a scooter in pursuit of a small boy. Justin knocks a large present in Santa's path, but it only stops him for a moment. The elf sends a confused shopper reeling, and the security guard is running full pelt behind. Justin reaches the top of the escalators and goads Santa toward him. At the last minute, he steps aside and Floyd and Scooter fly down the escalator. At the bottom, Santa is launched into the air and lands on a huge pile of presents. Justin punches the air in victory. The elf and security guard continue after Floyd.
Stay here, kid.
Santa was right over here.
There you are. Did you tell Santa what you want?
I think he got the message.
Well, then should we go see Major Titanium?
You know, Grandpa, it's not really Major Titanium. It's just one of his commandos. We can go home.
Okay, then.
The two glamorous helpers pull Santa from the wreckage and dust him off.
Santa, are you okay?
Yeah, thanks. I think so.
Good. Because you're fired. Get out of here. Go. Get. Be gone. Go. It's so hard to get a good Santa these days.
Back at Stephanie's office.
Yes, that sounds great. Thank you. Okay. And Merry Christmas to you, too. Bye.
Well,
they made me an offer.
Oh, you go, girl.
Yeah, I don't know, though. What?
A toy company? Oh, you'll be great. What does David think?
Oh, well, he thinks it's great. It's a raise.
Well, there you go.
Oh, and they said I could hire my own assistant. You wouldn't happen to know anybody that would be interested, do you?
Are you kidding? When do we start?
Stephanie drives home to a house lovingly decorated with photos of her family, and later she sits down to dinner with Justin and Grandpa.
So, how was the mall today?
Crowded.
Did you see Santa?
Yeah.
Well, I've got some good news.
What's that?
I have a new job. With a raise.
That's my girl. Where?
Joico Toy Company.
A toy company?
That's right. Creating toys. I think we're going to be doing a lot of work for Santa Claus.
Hey, working with Santa. What do you think of that sport?
Justin is horrified and runs from the table.
What's that all about?
I don't know. I don't know what has gotten into him lately. Did he behave today at the mall?
Well, sure.
Nothing out of the ordinary?
Now that you mention it,
He first seemed excited to meet that Captain Colonel Titan fella. Then he lost interest.
Do you think maybe he doesn't believe in Santa Claus anymore?
Well, he saw Santa. He didn't say anything about that.
I wonder if that's it. Any luck getting that commando toy he wants so much?
Sold out. The salesman just laughed at me.
Floyd is back at Kringle's employment agency.
I'm telling you, it's this kid. He's stalking me.
Look, you're a Santa Claus. You have to deal with kids. It's in your job description. Now, if you can't handle that, I'll find somebody who can.
I can handle it. I can handle kids. It's just this one kid. He's a public menace. Please, Sydney, give me one more chance. Sid, I won't blow it. I promise.
Sydney shakes his head and considers what to do with Floyd. Stephanie is wrapping presents in the kitchen.
Ready? Last day of school before winter break. You excited? This is the grab bag gift for the Christmas party. Why don't you wait for me to get my purse? We can leave together. Where's your jacket?
While Stephanie looks for his jacket, Justin takes a large fish from the freezer and begins to wrap it.
One at a time, children. One at a time.
Your mom working with Santa? Dude, you're gonna be so connected.
I don't want to be connected. Maybe being bad isn't good enough.
Your mom and dad have been good. So Santa's gonna come no matter what. Being bad just means you won't get anything. Except for maybe some coal in your stocking.
I need to keep him away from my house until my dad gets back. There has to be a way I can keep him from landing on my roof.
Santa doesn't land on the roof. He lands in the front yard.
How do you know?
My dad told me. Our roofs are too slanted. His sleigh would tip over if he parked it up there.
Why, it's Santa!
Merry Christmas! Merry Christmas!
Floyd is amazed that his latest assignment has brought him to Justin's classroom. They stare at each other and then Justin propels himself toward him, knocking Santa to the floor.
Justin! Yeah, just a minute. Stephanie. It's Justin's principal. Mr. Hulk, what is it this time?
Grandpa's going to come pick you up.
Oh. Is everything okay?
Please take him directly home and be informed that he is grounded until further notice.
That's serious.
Yes, it is serious. Assaulting Santa is no laughing matter.
Of course not.
Let us see you later. Thanks, Dad.
Come on, Justin. Your mom's got to get to work.
Erwin Matthews?
Yes.
Hi, it's me, Betty Crumley from Griffith High, Donna's little sister.
Betty Crumley, is that really you? You haven't changed a lick.
Neither of you.
They smile at each other while Justin's bemused.
Bicycle riding or defending the galaxy. Armor and weapon sold separately, batteries not included.
And remember, commandos, finish the job.
Hey, partner.
Welcome back to What's New.
Grandpa interrupts Justin's viewing with milk and cookies.
You know, you got your mom and dad all worried. You got something on your mind you want to share. Sometimes it feels better to get things off your chest.
It's Santa. Him and Mom. He's trying to steal her away from Dad.
What?
I saw them together, getting all mushy and stuff. I have a picture and everything.
A picture? Well, let's see it.
I sent it to Mrs. Claus.
I think Santa was just being friendly.
She's been getting phone calls and flowers and stuff. He's even got her a new job.
Listen, Justin. I wouldn't worry about it if I were you. Santa's a stand-up guy. He wouldn't do anything bad. You'll see when he comes at Christmas, and everything is going to be just fine.
No, you have to believe me.
I do believe you, but I know Santa, and he's okay. You're gonna have to trust me on this, okay? I can't hear you.
Okay.
Justin's not sure if he can and bites his lip.
Oh, David, tomorrow's Christmas Eve.
Don't worry, honey, I'll be home in plenty of time. We're gonna work through the night. I should be on the road by mid-afternoon tomorrow.
I was hoping you'd make it home tonight. Justin got in trouble again today. I think he misses you.
Well, I miss him too. Hey, did you find that present?
No, it is sold out everywhere.
I'll check in Ridgecrest on my way home then.
No, honey. You just get home. Dad said he'll take a look around. You call me tomorrow.
All right. I love you.
Oh, hold on. Here's Justin. Here, it's Daddy.
Dad, when are you coming home?
Hey, buddy. Tomorrow night, I promise.
But, Dad, that's Christmas Eve.
I know, but, Bud, I gotta finish the job, right?
Dad, you need to get here before Santa gets here.
Hey, don't you worry. I'll be home long before Santa ever gets there.
You promise?
Of course I do.
You're gonna have to sign this. All right, buddy, I gotta go. I love you.
And I'll see you tomorrow night.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Justin, he'll be home tomorrow. Hey, you want to make cookies?
Sure.
Let's do that.
Christmas Eve arrives, and David's job has finally finished.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
Yeah, right, Dennis.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Merry
thank
Christmas.
You.
Guys, Merry Christmas. Yeah. I wish I could stay and celebrate with you. A long ride home. Great work. God bless you.
Yeah,
all right. Yeah. Bye-bye.
Great job, guys.
Here's JR hey, with making our your special favorites. Holiday forecast.
Well, looks like we're in for a white Christmas after all. Expect 2 to 3 inches here in the valley with substantially more in the higher elevations. May cause some flight delays, but don't worry because our report from the North Pole says Santa's clear for takeoff.
Santa's kissing mama, I don't know what I'm gonna do. Santa's kissing mama, I don't...
Justin snarls at the radio as Stephanie continues to bake. David is on the wet, avalanche-prone road home.
Here, bring that truck out of there. Yo, get that off. No, hey, hold it up.
Howdy.
Hey, what's up?
We got some heavy snow up in the pass. We're closing the road down.
I think I could get through there. I got a four-wheel drive. I got chains. I really got to get home to my wife and kid, officer.
Sorry. It's just too dangerous. I don't want to get in the habit of making widows and orphans on Christmas Eve, you know. Best thing you could do is get home safe. So turn this around and have a Merry Christmas. Hey, hold it up.
Yeah.
Hold up. Hey, turn this baby around. Yeah, we're closing
it
down.
Ah, it's the mailman.
Oh, Merry Christmas, Mrs. Garb.
Merry Christmas, Hank.
Hey, I wanted to give you these. Normally, we keep them at the post office.
What are they?
Letters to Santa from your little boy. And there's even one for Mrs. Claus.
Hank, how thoughtful. Thank you so much.
Oh, I'll let you get that. Merry Christmas, Hank.
Okay, thank you. Merry Christmas, Hank. Hello?
Honey, hi.
David? Hello, you're breaking up.
Listen, it's snowing pretty hard. They got the pass closed. They're going to make me go the long way around, so I might be a little late.
No. If it's that bad, I don't want you driving. Just stay in a motel. You can drive home tomorrow.
Wait, what, Steph? I'm sorry. I can't hear you. You're breaking up.
I said don't come home. Stay in a motel.
Look, Steph, let me see how far I can get. If worse comes to worse, I could stay in a motel in Springfield and then... Steph!
Hello? David? Hello? Oh, looks like Daddy's stuck in snow. I don't think he's going to make it home tonight.
Justin overheard his mum telling Dad not to come home. He is mortified when she tells him he might not get back. Stephanie unsuccessfully tries to call David back. Justin is in the sitting room and picks up a fire iron, which he uses to knock down the mistletoe hanging in the centre of the room. Then he goes to inspect the chimney and considers what to do about it.
Finish the job.
David sets off on his new route, while Justin is putting large missile-shaped spikes into the fireplace. As his mum enters, he sits up tall to hide them.
Justin, you okay?
Can I go outside?
No! You are grounded.
Please!
You know the rules.
Not fair. Grounded on Christmas Eve.
In one husband.
Ignoring his mother's rules, Justin puts on his coat and slips outside. He takes a rake and shovel from the workshop and buries them on the garden path. Next, he takes some large wooden pegs and stops by the window where his mum is baking inside. He runs past before she spots him. Then, he takes a length of cable crossing by the window unnoticed once again. He sets one end down in a big loop and throws the other over the house. Unaware of his son's plans, David continues the hazardous drive home.
Still in effect for most of the state. Many roads remain closed due to the snow at this hour, so expect delays well into the night.
Justin uses the wooden pegs and more cable to set another tripwire, attaching a section to the lasso. Next, he plants a garden sprinkler system into the snow. Another rope winches a large camouflage net high above the front door. Lastly, another winch raises a dustbin up the back wall, which bounces against it. Hearing something, Stephanie goes to investigate, but Justin is already back in his room, reading on his bed.
Justin!
He smiles, and relieved, Stephanie goes back to work. The dustbin is suspended by Justin's bedroom window, and he fills it with hot water. As night falls, the Christmas lights are turned on, and David gets closer to the city. Justin, though, has not finished. Now he spikes Santa's plate of biscuits with hot chili sauce before placing them in front of the fireplace.
you are.
I brought Santa cookies.
Good idea. But if you don't get up to bed, Santa's never going to get here.
Yeah.
I'll be up in a bit.
As Justin settles into bed, Stephanie sits down to look at the letters he wrote to Santa. The first one she opens is the one that reads, "Santa, stay away or else." Confused, Stephanie reaches for the next envelope. Inside is the photo of her kissing Santa. Stephanie sighs as things start to fall into place. Justin is very sleepy and gradually drops off, clutching his walkie-talkie. Stephanie comes to check on him, removes the toy, and pulls up the covers before kissing him goodnight and putting out the light. As Stephanie closes the door, Justin stirs and pulls himself up onto his elbows sleepily. David finally arrives home to be welcomed by a large message painted on the garage door and surrounded by lights. It reads, "Santa, go home." Confused, he makes his way to the workshop, only to trigger something which releases the net on top of him. He fights his way out from under the net and makes his way into the workshop, lifting down the cardboard box containing his Santa outfit. Justin is sound asleep while his father changes, and Stephanie checks her watch anxiously while flicking through magazines on the sofa. In full costume, David emerges from the garage. Confidently, he strides towards the house, waking Justin and alerting Stephanie.
Merry Christmas to one and all! Oh, boys and girls!
First, he steps on the rake, which flies up to hit him in the face. He staggers back onto the shovel, which knocks him forward onto the rake again. The timer on the sprinkler reaches midnight, and water starts to spurt from the ground. Stephanie peeks out of the window just in time to witness Santa reeling about the garden. David then slips onto the lasso, which lowers the dustbin and pulls him up by one leg until he's dangling upside down by the front door.
Help me! Help! Help! Oh! Help! Oh, honey, honey, help me! Get me down!
Justin watches his mum helping Santa and angrily puts on his coat and goes outside.
Yes, I told you to stay away, that's all.
No, Justin, it's okay. Are you all right?
Stay away from him, Mom. He's a dirty rat. You're married to Dad.
Justin.
Dad? You're Santa?
Yes, Justin. Daddy is Santa Claus.
No, wait, Steph. We don't have to.
David, we have to tell him the truth. Justin. Justin, the Santa you saw kissing Mommy, the one in the picture, that wasn't really Santa. That was Daddy. Daddy dressed like Santa.
That's right, buddy. Look, it's been me all along. I'm like Santa's helper. And I'm wet. And I'm cold.
So let's go inside.
I'm freezing.
Come on, you are.
In front of the fire, David inspects the troublesome photo.
does look pretty incriminating, huh?
Mm-hmm. I just wish you would have come to us sooner.
I tried at school, but then Dad called on the cell phone and you called him Santa. Oh,
well, glad we got this straightened out. But you know what, guys? It is getting late.
Yeah, time to hit the sack, buddy.
Okay. Good night.
Let's go.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
I'll be up in a minute.
David smiles at the picture before laying it to one side, where he notices the milk and cookies. He spits it out into a towel and fans his mouth. Later that evening, Justin's woken by a noise. In the sitting room, Santa removes a sharp missile that he landed on when he came down the chimney.
That's gonna leave a mark.
Justin peers over the banister and is amazed at the jolly, rotund Santa Claus. He runs back upstairs. He hurries back to the banister. But the sitting room is now empty. Running up the stairs once again, he stares from his bedroom window.
Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night!
The next morning, a large pile of presents sits under the tree. Included is a Major Titanium outfit and helmet, which he puts straight on.
Mom, Dad, look what Santa brought!
You found his toy?
No. I didn't have time to stop on the way home. You mean you did...
David and Stephanie are completely dumbfounded.
Come on. Come on.
It must have been Grandpa. It's Stephanie's assistant with Sal.
Oh, hi.
Hey. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Welcome. Come in.
Hi.
It's
very nice
to
meet you.
Felicia, oh, that
looks beautiful.
Oh,
thank you.
Great.
Smell.
Thank you.
Thanks,
man. You and Sal?
Yeah. Football's not all that bad once you get to know it.
I knew you'd come around. Oh. Dad, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Miss Crumley.
Merry Christmas. Oh, please call me Betty.
Okay, thank you. Go on in. Oh. Dad?
Yeah. I feel terrible. I couldn't find that commando toy anywhere.
What are you talking about?
Well, you know, the toy Justin wanted so much.
You didn't drop it by last night?
What? No.
Grandpa, Grandpa!
Hey, look at you, Commando!
Hey, Merry Christmas!
Hey, I want Christmas!
Oh,
Merry Christmas!
Justin, look at you!
Bobby!
Oh, come in.
Oh, thanks.
So glad you stopped by.
Well, we just wanted to stop by and drop off this fruitcake.
Oh, you shouldn't have.
We also wanted to let you know that Marie and I have decided to work things out.
We're going to see a counselor.
I am so happy to hear that. Please, come in, have some eggnog.
Justin and Bobby are both in their Major Titanium outfits.
Did Santa give you everything you wanted?
You bet.
Bobby's parents smile and wave.
See, being good has got its advantages.
Yes, and it wasn't as hard as I thought. Job complete. Operation successful. Come on, let's go blast some mutants.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, honey.
All is well inside the house. On the roof, however, there are sleigh tracks and dropped presents.
Hey, Bobby, Santa does land on the roof.
How do you know?
Trust me, I just know.
It's Floyd holding a collection tin.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
Oh, Merry Christmas!
We're out taking holiday contributions for the... No, not you. Go! Go! Ow! Ow! Ow!
He slips on the snow in his haste to escape Justin. Justin turns to his mum and shrugs innocently. The end.